Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us today, the day before Thanksgiving. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can now reach us 3 days a week. I said, folks, 3 days a week on the Internet Radio Blog Talk. You can reach us on, you can listen to us Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30, Fridays from 12 to 1, and Sundays from 10 to 11. And anybody who is wanting, you know, something different to be done or talked about on here, if you have any friends who are, you know, offering different services, you know, of spirituality, but something that we haven't brought to the table yet, please email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And if you have also missed any of our shows, you can go down anytime and go through the RSS feed button or iTunes and download it. That's free archive, so you can go in, whatever you're drawn to. You can also, if you would please, when you're on Facebook, go into our Divine Goddess Radio page and like us. Every single month, we choose somebody who likes our Facebook page, and you get a free half-hour reading from Marie and I, because we're both intuitive clairvoyants, as well as this episode is brought to you by and paid for by Marie Langley, intuitive realtor, and Beth Jacobson, intuitive clairvoyant reader and energetic therapist. You can reach Marie for an individual session at 651-303-0555 and Beth at 651-900-4136. So welcome to Hump Day, everybody. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome. And today's topic, because tomorrow is Thanksgiving, we thought, and we actually, interestingly enough, both thought of this topic independently.
Yeah.
And when we called to say, hey, what should the show be about, it both came out. So
Thanksgiving.
So it's something that, yeah, we...
Giving thanks.
Giving thanks, yep. So we're going to be talking about giving thanks. And obviously Spirit wanted us to talk about it because we did both think about it. So, you know, we thought we would talk about gratitude, giving thanks, being appreciative for what you have or who you have in your life,
mm-hmm.
and how to express that, how to let people know that, how to express it to the universe.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, I guess let's start off with the two people who are hosting this show. So how do you go about and, well, you know, first and foremost, why don't we do this, Marie? What is it that you're grateful for? Because believe it or not, we just came up with this. Was it yesterday we talked about it? I've been hearing about it for a week, and I don't know when you tuned in with mm-hmm. it. So I'm going, okay, yes, yes, yes. And I know I personally have to work on more gratitude because I take a lot for granted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. I'm very grateful to have the awareness that I need to be more mindful of being in gratitude,
mm-hmm.
that I'm not the only one at work here. You know, there's many that are working with me, even though, and I'm talking on an etheric and spiritual level, that I'm not the only one doing this. There's a lot that's going on behind the scenes. So if anything, this past week, I would say I've had a lot of help. So it's like, oh, my God, I'm so grateful for all of you in my life and also physical
mm-hmm.
people. I'm grateful that you're in my life, that we have this way of being able to, you know, touch people's lives in a way and bring awareness that is helping them,
mm-hmm.
you know, live their life from their heart and to bring more joy into their life. So I'm grateful for that. But anyways, here we'll start off with you when I go off into me. Jeez, Beth, I tell you.
<That's>
Thinking about myself, it's all about Beth right now, all about Beth.
Hey, you had to say it, so it was on your mind, whatever.
But okay, here, enough of moi.
Well, and I think it's important to start with that because I know a lot of people are feeling, oh, God, you know, where am I? Everybody's doing the what am I supposed to do thing again.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think if you start, okay, if everybody's doing their self-contemplation, let's just start with the gratitude first. Let's look at what we have
yeah.
and be grateful for what we have. So those are things that I do. I look around and I say, gosh, you know, I'm grateful for the roof over my head. I'm grateful for my car because it gets me where I need to go. I'm grateful for the things that are provided to me. You know, if money's always a struggle, somehow, some way, things always seem to fall into place, and I'm very grateful for that. And so those little things that I really am working on in between my bitch sessions, my grateful sessions. So,
that's a great way of putting it.
I really work on, hey, I'm really grateful for this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now let's make my life a little bit better by bringing this into it. So, you know, I mean, we all go through the human
yes.
thing where we start screaming at the air.
Never,
thought,
not
and
me,
like,
not
are
me.
You cuckoo nuts talking in the air? But, you know, you have to get those things out because, and then I do the gratitude saying, I am grateful for this. And I look around and I say, yes, thank you. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my support system. You know, thank you for letting me be where I am right now. And I think the frustration then comes when you want to be further than where you are and you're not getting those tools. But I still say that I'm grateful for what I have. So that's what I do. I do that on a daily basis.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
More power to you, Marie. More power to you. You know, and for the most part, I would say I am. But, you know, I always have etheric reminders going, you know, the buzzing in the ears. And mm-hmm. I'll hear them or I'll see them going, you know, you're not just doing it yourself, Beth. And it's like, well, you know, the fact is. And, you know, but it's like the only reason that mine's coming up here, and I am very grateful. I'm very grateful that I shifted my attitude. I was having a great day, and then I had a little 10-minute conniption, and I'm still coming out of it just before I came out of here. But it's shifting really fast, so I'm grateful that I'm getting out of it a lot quicker and easier than what I have in the past.
Well, and I think if you don't, even though we all do it, you have to learn not to feel bad about it because you have to release it, and it's something that you're releasing into the universe to get – to shift it, to get
yeah.
it out, because
mm-hmm.
if you sit there and let it fester.
I don't think I feel bad about it. You know, for the longest time, I did feel bad about it because I thought, oh, my God, who am I to think that I have the right to sit here and do
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
But now it's like, I am just as human as the next person,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and I feel a lot of stuff, so it's like, at least I can do it, but now it's like, okay, Beth, just let it go. Let's
but
not let it linger.
That's another thing to be grateful for, that you were
yeah.
able to release,
yeah.
that you're able to let it go.
I'm very grateful for that. Thank
yeah.
you for bringing that to me.
So that's another, you can turn that session into a grateful session.
Turn that frown upside down. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I think if you were to wake up, for people listening out there, wake up every morning and just before you get out of bed, think of one thing that you're grateful for. And then as you move through your day, you can keep thinking about it and keep track of what happens during the day. And before you go to bed, say, hey, these are the things I'm grateful for. Thank you.
Oh, every morning I'm grateful that I woke up. No, seriously,
yeah.
and if you knew me energetically what goes on, it's like, oh, thank you for letting me come up, and I actually feel like I'm whole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm just like, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, it's wonderful. I think, you know, today, energetically, I don't know if there's something going on.
There is, because I had a horrible, it was a weird night last night.
It was an interesting, so I'm wondering if there, I don't know if, here's my response to everything. Was there a solar flare?
I don't know. I haven't been on Facebook yet today to find out, so.
You know what, but you know what I was seeing? I was seeing patterns coming in, so I almost feel like we were downloaded some new patterns that we have to integrate in order for those that new pattern to come in, the old has to leave. And so that might have been what I just experienced for a roughly 10 minutes, that it's coming up and out. And I know there's some, maybe there's something to help with shadow parts of ourselves that are still lingering, you know, within us,
mm-hmm.
you know, to bring it up so it's a little easier to be examined and looked at and go, it's okay for you to let go. I don't need to hold on to that old belief system. Because all it is a belief system. We're still releasing old belief systems.
Well, yeah, and when you do get downloaded and something shifts and you've had a glass of wine, you're like, is it the wine? Because I had a very strange physical reaction, you know. I mean, my heart all of a sudden started racing, and then I literally felt like my body, everything was rearranging. It was very strange, and I was laying there, and I was switching, and I'm going, this really can't be from a glass of wine. I know
yes, it can.
Can't
yes,
be.
It can.
Can it?
Yes, it can. I can no longer, and I drank like a fish, let me tell you, and my family will sit here and vouch for that. I'm not bragging, but I went from that to where all of a sudden I can't drink anymore. I can't have anything. And the last time I think I drank not even a half a beer, and it was with you. And my body, my left side of my body completely bloats up, and my body will not accept anymore. But when you sit and you think about it, as you're accelerating, you're becoming higher consciousness and you're becoming lighter,
mm-hmm.
that alcohol, it dulls your light, so it does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it also brings in and allows energetic holes within your auric field, so anything can come in and it can shift you. So you're like in a major, you're at a different point than I am right now, Marie, and on that same note, you're going to start noticing differences in foods and beverages that you put in your body, even with sugars, caffeines. So you're going to notice that. You're going to be more sensitive because the universe, they want you to be able to notice the difference in that. Because a lot of people are going, oh, there's not a difference. Yes, there is. You're going to notice organic versus pesticide. You're going to be able to tell that difference. And it feels like, in what I'm seeing with you, you're right in that transitional period right now. You've shifted. Well, we'll talk about that more.
Yeah.
But there's many levels that you advanced to. So, interesting. You did a lot of work to be able to do that. You've done a lot of work this past week.
I have.
Since I last talked to you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Good for you.
On it. But, universe, let me just have a little bit of enjoyment over the Thanksgiving holiday. But, I mean, I know. I've noticed, you know, changes in my diet, changes in the way I eat, what I can't eat, you know, what I can't drink. So, and I'm grateful that my work is allowing me to go there. So that's another reason to be grateful. It means what I'm doing is working. So it gives a little bit of optimism in the midst of the 3D world going, what's going on with my career?
You know, and also just getting back to your thing, also remember the lighter you become, your body's becoming more, because it's shifting so much and at a faster rate, that it's becoming dehydrated a lot quicker and easier. Well, alcohol, any form of alcohol, even if it's like barely any alcohol substance in it, still dehydrates you. And right now you have to remember your DNA, your cells are being worked on right now. Even, you know, for your non-believers out there, it is. Because your DNA has to switch in order to take in more light. So.
Right. Yep, that's why I drink a lot of water.
And I'm hearing your guy saying, Marie, you can still have fun. It depends on your definition of fun.
Oh, I know.
You know.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
So being grateful for that, because there's a lot going on. And just remember, those of you who are having a hard time right now, energetically, also, just because of the holidays coming up, it's triggering a lot of old feelings and emotions within you, that you're given an opportunity of being able to look at those situations again, but looking at them differently. And you can choose a different response versus the old reactions that you used to do. So you can be grateful for that when you can shift through it a lot quicker and easier.
Yeah, and I think, you know, obviously, tomorrow is going to be a big family day, and if you're dreading it, or you know, in years past, there's always been situations where relationships are kind of tense, use this time, look at each person in your family carefully, look at them and think, okay, what is one thing that I'm grateful for about this person? And express it.
Even if it's a nose hair, an eyebrow, or a tooth. No, I'm serious, because I've had to do that with some people to where they were not the happy people. And I'm not saying just my family. I'm saying people to where I've had to look at going, isn't that the most beautiful white tooth that I've ever seen? Seriously. And to where that literally shifted me, looking at that individual differently.
Right.
They're not in my life anymore, but it got me through that moment.
Yeah.
And now I get to look at people differently. And those of you who are maybe isolated because you're choosing to be isolated and separated, knowing that you can do things differently. You can maybe go forward and do something, volunteer at a food shelter, or, you know, go and, you know, where people who go and eat, what's the name of the places, shelters, to help with
missions.
Missions to help with dishing up the food. Do something out of your comfort zone. Do something out of your comfort zone and just see how much better you're going to feel. And that, with that, being gratitude for that you have the ability to be able to do that.
Well, there's another way of gratitude, too. If you're, you know, going to someone's house for a meal, or you're the one cooking the meal, and you've got people who are like, why didn't you cook it this way, or why didn't you make
it
this way?
I know. Doesn't that take a lot of nerve?
Hey, be grateful that you're being served a meal.
I know.
You know, someone is taking the time to cook for you. Someone is taking the time to present it to you and feed you. You know, be grateful. I mean,
Kelly, that means you, because I'm cooking tomorrow. You guys, if I and another person are alive the next day, I've done good. I'm not a cook.
Oh, well, at least you're not getting turkey lunch meat and slapping a sandwich.
No, I'm actually making a whole turkey. It's going to be hysterical.
Wow.
Beth is going to be Betty Crocker tomorrow.
Just make sure you cook it long.
I've been calling Mom. Mom, how long do I put this in there? Oh, it's hysterical.
Wow.
Hysterical.
Wow. Yeah, so, you know, just look at it that way. I mean, if somebody tries out a new dish, embrace it. You never know. You might like it. You never know. Open up your world.
I just think that takes a lot of nerve when people complain. It's like, oh, my goodness, somebody just sat here and they're doing something. You can see a lot of people, it brings them pleasure being able to do this. And if you don't like it, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to make a comment. Just don't eat it then, or right. don't take it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Or just take a little bite. If, you know, be grateful for the amount of time they put into it.
I know.
Yeah.
Put some love into that meal. Be grateful.
Absolutely.
And you know what? And if you do encounter somebody to where they're grumble, you know, choose and be grateful that you have the courage to be able to sit here and just walk away from it. You're not engaging in it. And you're going to not personalize it this year. You're not personalizing anything anybody's going to say to you. And you're also going to be grateful that you can put a protective bubble around you, because now you have the knowledge and the know-how of how to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, do a bubble around your energetic and etheric bodies and spaces. So from the northwest, southeast, as above and below, seal that puppy tight with unconditional love, and just see how much easier the holidays will be.
Well, and I, you know, when I encounter people who might have a behavioral problem or they might behave in a certain way, I sit there and I look at them and I think, God, I wonder what the core issue of this person is. And I try to imagine what it is. And I think, okay, their behavior is this way because there's, you know, I mean, sometimes you can pick up mental illness.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can pick up abandonment issues. You can pick up family issues. You can pick it up.
Uh-huh.
And but then I try to give them slack that way.
Yeah.
You know, rather than just going, God, what a.
Don't go into judgment, because then you sabotage them and they're already sabotaging themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can change your attitude that way, man, be grateful for that.
Yeah, there's someone I know that, you know, when they do drink, they become very angry, and But I was saying today that, you know, we should really try to talk to this person and figure out their issues when they're sober, and try to help them this way.
Who's
because,
we?
My family.
Oh, I'm going. I see you looking at me.
No,
going what?
Okay, I'll look in the other room. I'll look at the wall. but you know, I think it's. I was saying, I think we should talk to them when they're sober and say, listen, you know, what are your issues? Try to bring it out that way so that it's not manifested when they're drinking, because that doesn't make them a fun person to be around.
Here's just my little feedback. Here's a little counselor coming out here just because of my experience of working with this. You want to be very mindful of who it is.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're approached by a group of individuals, the defenses can come up. So, you know,
it won't happen. I was just a suggestion for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the oddball one, the spiritual one. Like, what are you talking about?
I'll talk to them separate, privately. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You just never know.
Yeah.
I'm going, when you go in a group, I guarantee the nails can come out and the defenses. And then, you know, so, but anyways.
Yeah.
But so, though, you know, anyways, this holiday, because you're going to have BAM, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, here's an opportunity of being able to practice the skills that you've learned if you've been listening to and following Marie and I.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back and look at the shows. Here's some new tool belts that you can sit here and give to loved ones who didn't have them, and maybe you're encountering them for the first time in a year, for those of you who only see a loved one one time a year or a couple times a year, and you can say, hey, go tune into Divine Goddess Radio and just see if anything jumps out at you. And that can be a way for opening up a door for the way you communicate with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving them the skill. You never know. By guiding them there, saying, hey, just see if anything jumps out there and trips your trigger. And you never know what one of our speakers may be saying to them that helps with their shifting process.
Well, yeah, and, you know, as we are now that, you know, Thanksgiving's going to be over and we are moving into Christmas, and we, you know, that commercial time has started already,
yeah. The
over-commercialism. And I know people get stressed out, you know, oh, my God, I got to buy this, I got to buy that, I got to do this, got to do that. Take that pressure off of yourself. You're not out to impress anybody. If you are, you know, in a situation where you do family gifts or you need to give to somebody, take the pressure off. You're not, you know, it's not about who can spend the most, who can buy the latest things. Just give from your heart. You know, it might be as simple as making a pile of homemade cards,
yeah.
Something you can do with your hand, you know, a nice cake mix or something. I mean, it's some kind of homemade gift. Give it from the heart, because when you give it from the heart, people tend to receive from the heart.
You know, and I know friends who have started doing this, and they said it's a success, and it's really fun. If you have stuff that you want to refurbish, and a lot of families, they'll keep it in the family or in friends, they'll bring it, and somebody has the table, and somebody will bring one piece of item that they no longer need, and, like, it's not a wrecked item, or they'll fix it up. They'll bring it, and so you never know if somebody in that family or friends who are needing it, so, you know, it's like recycling it. So if there's something that you want to give away, So paint it if it needs a paint job, or spray paint, whatever, or, you know, decorate it. And somebody else can use it. You know that saying, one man's junk is another man's
right,
treasure?
Right.
So it's like you never know the need. And there are so many crafty people out there.
Oh, yeah.
That can do
absolutely
miraculous things with stuff that I'm going, how did you even come up with that idea?
And I think people are more grateful when you do take the time
gosh,
and have a personal touch.
Yep.
Then that gratefulness shines through. So that's another way to spread, you know, being grateful.
And anything you don't like, you guys always turn it into flower plants if you can. So, you know, shirts, make a unique purse with it. You sew it.
You can do so many things.
You can do so many things
turn,
with it.
Yeah.
Turn it into a pot holder. Now you went from a shirt that you didn't like and you have 20 pot holders.
Mm-hmm.
Now so it's like,
exactly.
There you go. There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
So get creative. Get creative. Have yeah. fun, you guys. Life is way too serious.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, let's see, what else can we talk about being grateful for and giving
I am
away?
Grateful for the weather right now. I am so beyond grateful for this weather that it is not below, and I know it's not your type of weather, but it's not
no,
below zero.
I would be really grateful if it was about 40 degrees warmer.
And there isn't
50.
Any snow.
Yeah.
I'm grateful that Mother Earth is listening to me.
I have been talking to Mother Earth, too, and I'm
telling
saying,
you.
I really am thankful that, you know, you're trying to resuscitate yourself and keep yourself
yes.
Hydrated.
Yes.
However, I'm glad you're doing it on the East Coast right now, not here, because, yeah, that's the one thing. If the weather just stays decent throughout the winter, I can handle it. But
yeah.
when it gets yucky, I have a hard time.
Yeah, and you're living in Minnesota, girl.
I've been living in Minnesota since 85, so what does that tell you? Long time.
Oh, that is so funny. That is so funny. Also, for those of you who are going, it's amazing how the kids have been out of school. Some of them have been out of school
yeah.
this whole week, and I'm going, Thanksgiving, they have a week off, and some of them have school up till today, so it all depends on, I wish all the school systems would just all do it together and get their act together. So those of you, have your kids. Get them outside. That will decrease your stress. I've heard a lot of parents and daycare providers going, oh, my God, the kids are driving me nuts. Put their coats on, put their hats on, put their scarves on, dress them up warm. There's no reason that kids can't go outside and play. So, and the kids are going to be a lot happier because they're going to be grounded. But, you know, get them to have a scavenger hunt. That would be a good thing for families to do is, you know, to have a scavenger hunt, have the kids go and look for fun stuff to do with Thanksgiving, or you can have little projects with them. You'll be amazed that if you talk to kids about what are you grateful for and you explain to them what that means, like the younger ones, the stuff that will come out of their mouth.
At the table tomorrow when you're not sitting around.
Yeah.
Have everybody, you know, especially the kids, say, hey, tell us one thing that you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And then what a great conversation starter.
Yeah. Do something as a family. For those of you who sit around and you watch TV, choose to be outside this time.
Mm-hmm.
Choose to be outside. Do get out into the weather as much as possible and have fun with it. Build stuff with nature. See what you can do to create as a family. You know, do a little thing. Have a pioneer day. The pioneers never had electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So what were the kind of stuff did they do to entertain themselves? You'd be amazed at how that can bring families together. So be grateful for that knowledge, and there's so much you have access to now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting how many people don't know what to do without electricity, computers, TV, or radio.
Right.
I'm going, well, it's one way is to use their imagination, so, and it's bringing family fun, too. So, and that costs nothing going outside.
Yeah,
nothing.
Absolutely. Yeah, so instead of sitting in front of the TV all day tomorrow watching football, you know, do something that engages everybody,
yep.
not just certain
yes.
people. So...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Keep the kids busy. You'll be very, very happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if Play-Doh is always a good thing, busy hands, it means a busy mind because they're getting creative in what they create.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can make homemade Play-Doh. You can buy Play-Doh from a dollar store. So it's like, have fun. Just keep their hands busy. Or, you know, if you have old extra paper.
Even some adults keep their hands busy.
Well, exactly.
Because,
you know,
yeah.
And then if you have scissors, have kids make with old, like even magazines, have them rip out magazine papers, and you can fold it up and they can cut out different kinds of shapes of snowflakes, so that can be a free decoration,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then they can color it. So it's like you can have a lot of fun getting ready for the next holiday after this, and it can be a family way of get together, and, you know, if you have family that is coming across and you haven't seen them in a long time, do something together that you can create a memory, create a wonderful memory, you know?
Absolutely.
So.
Yep. And then and really take the time tomorrow when you're with everyone to express your gratitude to as many people as you can. See how that changes your day if you start that out right away. You know, and you don't have to make a big gushy love fest out of it. Just
there's nothing wrong with that either.
I know, but even if, you know, because some people can be uncomfortable in expressing emotions.
Yeah.
You just do it in a casual way. Say, hey, I'm really grateful that you're here today. You know, you make me really happy by being here with me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you make me, or you make me very excited, and I appreciate you for coming and helping me. A couple words go a long way.
You know, and even for those of you to where you, there's some people who become overwhelmed with the energies of expression in whatever way, just sit next to somebody and be calm around them. And that somebody can even appreciate. I just had somebody say that to me the other day. Will you just sit here and be with me? And it's like, cool. Do I have to say anything?
Mm-hmm.
They're going, no, I just want silence. I'm going, great.
Yeah.
So I just sat with them in silence for an hour. And it was like, it was the coolest exchange of energy. And that cost me absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Cost me absolutely nothing.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't cost you anything to show your gratitude. It only brings happiness and joy.
And it really does, because I've done this with my family. We didn't grow up to be huggy, kissy, I love you. I mean, we do it now. But I'm the one, to this day, I'm the only one who does this. And I'm not holding that against them, because I get them for who they are. But, you know, and I feel this coming on again before the end of the year. And I do this with friends, too. I'll write cards, and I'll say, I appreciate this about you. This is what I've learned from you. And I blow everybody's mind, because they're going, Beth, what is this about? What do you mean by this? And my family, for the most part, never got it, except for my mother and a sister of mine. And others would be going, what does Beth want from us? And it's just like, I'm just grateful. This is what I've learned from you. And it's nothing that was putting them down.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, you know, from you, I developed character. I developed my own inner strength of knowing who it is that I am. So it's just like, but nobody knew how to read it because it was something that I was out of the ordinary. And I'm 10. I tend to do things out of the blue to where I've never done it before. And so I find that really interesting because I'm feeling drawn to do that. So I guarantee that can get conversation going for those of you who are going, I don't even know what to say to my family. So put it in a card. I express myself a lot better,
mm-hmm.
seriously, on paper than I do, you know, from my words, because it doesn't always come out the way it's in my head. It's beautiful in my head. By the time it gets down to my mouth, it's not always the most, you know, and I really try to live my, you know, my life from my heart, but I can say it in my writing. So
mm-hmm.
I would recommend that for people who are looking for something to engage a different way with family or friends or a neighbor even.
Well, and also, too, I mean, if someone is trying to express gratitude to you or they're trying to express themselves, or they're complimenting you, a simple just take it. Don't say, no, you don't have to, you know,
say
or
thank
try
you.
To brush off. Just say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you are two of the greatest gratitude words that
mm-hmm.
there are.
Yes.
So just say thank you, because that, when you say thank you and you mean it, it goes right back to that person.
It does. It
mm-hmm.
does.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy. That's
yeah,
very easy.
That's very easy.
I'm trying to think what else are some holiday tips. Just be easy on yourself and be easy on your loved one. Don't automatically go into defense mode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just remember everybody is going through this energetically. Some are aware, some aren't.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, shine that little extra love towards yourself, knowing that you're worthy and deserving of having that patience, and that's all it is. Patience is not something that can be bought.
Right.
It's something that maybe you might have to practice it. So be grateful if you would have responded differently to the past, and now maybe the same situation in a different way is being presented to you, but you can respond to it
right.
a lot more appropriately, you know, with ease and grace.
Yep.
So be grateful for that.
Yeah. So all of you have a fabulous Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow, and Hanukkah, if that is also the holiday for you.
So yes.
They're both happening on the same day. And we send you all love and light.
Yes, we do.
And we will catch you on Friday.
Bye.
Bye-bye.